Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Larry Thornton. He is an artist, entrepreneur, and servant leader. Growing up in segregated Montgomery, Alabama, he worked his way from sign painter to advertising manager at Coca-Cola Birmingham and became the first African-American to open a McDonald's franchise also in Birmingham, Alabama. He eventually opened multiple stores and created Thornton Enterprises, Inc. His book is Why Not Win? A Reflection on a 50-Year Journey from the Segregated South to America's Boardrooms and What It Teaches Us All. It serves as an inspiration for people from all walks of life. And Mr. Thornton, thanks for joining us here today.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I should have you introduce me wherever I go. That was fantastic. I'm beginning to wonder who are you talking about?
Well, your bio is certainly deserving, impressive, and really is great to have you with us here today on the program. So for starters, if you would, tell us about the inspiration behind the book that you wrote, Why Not Win? Let's start there.
Well, one of the things that I realized, Eric, early on in my career as it's developing, was that in Birmingham, Alabama, in the South, there are very few African-Americans who had an opportunity to do some of the things that I've been so fortunate to be able to get done. And I simply wanted to capture those rudiments of thought, those processes of thinking that might lead to a winning circumstance. We all want to win, but I'm not so sure that we are aware, two points, of how to get more, to become a part of a winning circumstance. And the other is to understand more completely, Eric, our personal role in that process. I think that's very, very important.
Well, I think it is too, and I'm sure no doubt that you've grabbed the attention of the audience as well with that lead off. Now, we see that you published Why Not Win in 2019, but tell us what made you want to adapt the book into a graphic novel.
Well, what happened is that when I wrote that book, the lady that wrote the manuscript came back. She's in secondary education, Dr. Zilla Fluker. She says, Larry, I've read your manuscript. I've written the introduction. But also, I have extracted over 100 quotes from your manuscript. Well, obviously, I have no idea what she's referring to. I'm not writing quotable stuff as far as I'm concerned. But she had them all segmented and took those tenets, if you will, and created something of a curriculum that we call the Why Not Win Institute. And we have been just absolutely excited to be able to take the messaging of winning to the collegiate space. And I will tell you that at this point in the career of the Institute, it seems to me that the corporate community is about to usurp that position. So if in fact we are able to touch and augment the thinking of people, then hey, let's do that in a much younger, take advantage of a much younger audience. And so the graphic novel was prepared by Dr. Dave Ketchin. He is an eminent scholar, Dr. Dave Ketchin, of Auburn University, Harvard School of Business. And that book now, Coca-Cola sponsored the first 180 books, but we have Birmingham City Schools that will take that book into their seventh graders for this fall. And I can't wait to get before these kids to see how resonant the messaging could possibly be.
Well, that is certainly some tremendous information and detail and happenings right there. Good stuff. Thanks for sharing that with us. Now, also, what will readers gain from reading this book and how can this be applied to daily life as well?
Sure. Well, it's a loaded question, but it's a very appropriate question that I hope that the listeners will be able to take something away from. I think, Eric, you would agree with me that once we change what we think, we change what we do. Now, once we are into that changing space, understand this, never forget this to the audience. A mind that has been stretched by a new idea can never again return to its original dimensions. And as we're going through our sessions with the Institute, we can see those aha moments in real time with individuals understanding their role. The other piece of it too is when you look at my story, having been hired at Birmingham Coca-Cola for $5 an hour, and today getting an opportunity, Eric, to serve on the board of directors of this, the largest independent bottler in the nation. We have over 10,000 associates. But when you look at that scenario, that is a great American story, but it is an even more awesome African-American story. And I simply wanted to share those lessons so that others can have an opportunity. I mean, I live my life realizing and believing constantly that there's so many more Erics and so many more Larrys that are out there, but they're just not aware necessarily of who they are.
Once again, we really appreciate your time and joining us here today. We're speaking with Larry Thornton. He's an artist, entrepreneur, and servant leader. His book is Why Not Win? A reflection on a 50-year journey from the segregated South to America's boardrooms and what it teaches us all. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how did Miss Nichols change the course of your life? Get into that. I'm sure that's interesting as well.
Yeah, well, to your listeners, I would imagine that just about every high school has one of these teachers. Do not take senior math, or do not take science, or do not take, in my case, senior English from anybody named Miss Nichols or close to it. Well, I wasn't very smart, Harry. I ended up with Miss Nichols for session room as well as senior English. Just to give you a little bit of context, Miss Nichols was a World War II retired vet and very regimented, never heard of grading on a curve, no-nonsense approach. And the message to this, before I share any details, is that let's all be careful of what we run away from, because we might be so unfortunate as to get away from it. And I think that line is somewhere in the book as well. Well, I get Miss Nichols for senior English, and I'm thinking, how could I possibly survive? Now, understand that having integrated schools in 67, 68, I bought into all of those negative messages of inferiority on a daily basis, and I believed it. I lived it every day. That number of people can't possibly believe that I have nothing to offer, and it not be true. Well, Miss Nichols confirmed that in fine fashion. This lady assigned a book report to me by the name of, I think the book was The Pilgrim's Progress, written by John Bunyan. And clearly, Eric, the only book that I ever read in high school, but I was fascinated by the characters in that book, love and charity and forgiveness and mercy, and they would act out the essence of their names. And I made a B+ to Miss Nichols' surprise and to my own surprise. We were both shocked, but it was enough for her to know that I can do something about this situation. And not to get too long, but she invited me to do some yard work for her, which was typical of what my dad and I did, Eric, on Saturdays. We would go to the white folks' house. The names were always insignificant, just the white folks' house. And we would cut and scrape and dig and wax paper-wrapped sandwiches and paper cups of water out of the back door. But this was going to be a different experience. You didn't do this in the late 60s. When it was time for lunch, we went in through the front door of her home. She had places set for three people, her sister, herself, and for me. And all of a sudden, I'm feeling value. Value. Once we understand that we have something to offer, then it just becomes a simple matter of exercising those gifts that are already within us. Miss Nichols said a lot of things to me, Eric, that day, but I was so busy listening to what she was doing that I heard very little of what she had to say. I do recall, however, her taking the time to say to me, "Larry, I think you ought to go to college." I heard that, which was a sound that I'd never heard ever in my experience. Nobody had ever used my name in college in the same sentence. And I would say that that was the pivotal point that started me on a trajectory that I get to enjoy even to this very day.
That is some story right there, and I'm sure it resonates with the audience as well. Now, shifting gears just a little bit here, tell me, what are the five tenets of winning? I'm sure you have some great details on that question.
The five tenets of winning. I've reached a point in my experience that when I go into the schools today, particularly the inner city schools, rarely am I talking about your respective area of discipline, although that's important. You should declare an interest. But having an opportunity today to serve, Eric, at the highest executive levels of three corporations, not once have we ever terminated anyone because of his or her competency level. In almost every case, it was an inability to get along, an inability to work well with others, to work according to process and protocol. That generated within me and our institute a focus on what most would refer to as soft skills. Well, in my experience, they are absolutely not soft skills. They are quite critical skills. We spend our time on relationship skills. I can do an entire hour on relationships and still will not have scratched the surface. We focus on communication skills, and the experts will tell you that as much as 60% of all communication has nothing to do with writing or speaking. That's good to know. We focus on disposition, deportment, demeanor. And I am a firm believer that if more of us could specialize and focus and master, if you will, the understanding and the employment of those five tenets, just about any of us can write our way to success.
Good stuff. Great information. Certainly motivating and inspiring. There's no doubt about that. And if you hadn't been inspired, you need another wake-up call at another level. Listen, thanks so much for joining us, Larry. And before you go, and in conclusion, what advice would you give to anyone who wants to win in life?
Well, I think I'd say the way that you've just ended that question, do you want to win in life? That becomes the first question, and I think most people do. Are you willing to accept your own personal responsibility in that process? Put yourself in the way of what's happening, a willingness to do more than you're paid to do. I can't think of anything that keeps more people at the lower rungs of the ladder than the long-term adoption of that mindset. I'm not going in 1 minute early. I'm not staying 1 minute late. What's in it for me? Well, how else can you demonstrate your worth and value beyond where you are? Anyone who's not willing to do more than he or she is paid to do usually ain't worth whatever they're being paid. So winning is more of a decision, Eric, in my mind. We all have the gifts within us. We all have talents. We all have a mind. We have abilities. And we have time. And when you put those four together, that is an enormous amount of wealth if we invest them well.
A fantastic takeaway to end today's session of Enterprise Radio. Really appreciate your visit with us here today. If listeners wanted to pick up your book, Why Not Win, and also be in touch with you and or get more information about yourself, where's the best place for folks to go online to find out more details?
Absolutely. Well, we have a website, the Why Not Win Institute. We have been on more than 40 college campuses taking this message. I wouldn't want the chairman of the boards or the presidents of any of these three institutions that mean the world to me. 43 years with Coca-Cola, 30 years with McDonald's, 30 years next year with Synovus Bank. But I wake up and I go to bed thinking about why not when and how can we get this message in front of young minds so that they too can have more of a winning opportunity. I think everything that I've done, Eric, up until this point in my life have only served as vehicles to get me to this point. And I'm just so humbly grateful to be able to share these messages. And the Institute is completely nonprofit. All of the books that we sell, and they are buying them by the thousands, it seems. Birmingham City Schools purchased 2,800, and we had just a wonderful time visiting all eight of our local high schools and how resonant those messages, tenets in the book was to 10th graders. It was just awesome to see. But anyway, you can go to our website, Why Not Win Institute, and get more information on that. And certainly you can engage with us on LinkedIn as well as Facebook.
Plenty of resources and methods to be in touch and get further details. We'll certainly add those links within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Thornton, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate you.
And I appreciate you as well. Again, we've been speaking with Larry Thornton, an artist, entrepreneur, and servant leader. His book, Why Not Win, is a reflection on a 50-year journey from the segregated South to America's boardrooms and what it teaches us all. And for further details, simply visit LarryThornton.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.